Welcome back to One Day Closer with Mark and Dave. This is Dave. There's Mark.
Hello.
Hello. Where we are rekindling a spirit of hope and truth into the discussion, and we have been talking a lot about war. Oh, come on, man. Well, that's why we're doing it, because that guy's in charge. So lately we've been talking about all kinds of things about war, and everybody that's got a brain knows that there's one going on. A kinetic war's going on. We're in the middle of it. And we wanted to talk about all the wars of 2024. We kind of teed those up the other day, that it's more than just a kinetic war with, Iran or Israel or whoever joins the fight in the next couple weeks.
Yep.
But here in America, we've got, or actually it's a global thing. We have political wars, culture wars, border wars, drug wars. wars between your parents, law and order against the cops, lawfare going on, reverse racial victimization. Everybody wants to cry about something. Ukraine and Russia war. We have those nine wars that were going on in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And now it's 10.
Yeah.
All right. It was nine. Yeah, what? Yesterday? A week ago? And now it's 10. U.S. is officially at war with Iran. And we talked about Jack Hibbs. Out in California, had a nice little sermon on the War of 24.
Right.
Talking about the wars against truth and facts and faith and church and marriage and husbands and wives and children and doing good. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Right? And here's what we learned. This thing that we call life, where we have a mission in life. Mark and I just came from our men's group, and I slapped the question out there, and I got slapped by 16 different guys about this is it. This is what we're doing. This is what we do. We were born for this time. The Bible talks about, there's going to be some tribulations, going to be hard roads. It ain't all sunshine, roses, and lollipops.
Good right? point. We were born for this time.
We were born for this time. Suck it up, buttercup. I hope you know your word. You got to stand the faith. You got to keep sharing the word. As a matter of fact, one of the brothers actually said, Dave, you keep asking, what's the point? What's the point? What's the point? I do that, by the way, to get these guys to start thinking. And,
but why?
Why? When are we going to be there? That kind of a thing. And he said, Mark 16:15.
Okay.
That explains our mission. Preach the word, share hope, die. Okay, there it is. We are one day closer until we aren't, until we don't.
Yep.
We have a job to do until we don't.
That verse is about making disciples.
Yeah, that's
basically,
right.
Basically, and that's your mission.
And that's our mission.
Right.
And so knowing there's a whole lot of stuff going on, you can hide under a rock. You can say, I want sunnier days. You can do whatever you want. Or you could engage. Expose and engage. Stand, right. Hold the line, make a difference. So, Mark, what are some of the summaries or solutions that you have for this study we've done on War 24?
Well, let's first realize basically what you were saying, that this is how war is fought. These culture wars we were talking about, also the kinetic wars, but in the big picture, in the spiritual realm, the principalities of the air, the Bible calls it, this is how wars are fought. We went even, way back to how it all started 50, 60, 70 years ago and how it's led to today. You can catch up on that in the last few episodes. But this is how wars are fought. These are basically, it's a war between ideologies. One side is traditional American values, Christian faith, common sense, truth, the rule of law and justice, free market capitalism, right? Those are all the things on one side of this war. We believe that we're going to build up society by supporting families, by having a strong education, by teaching civility to our kids. Everything we do is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mm-hmm. Everybody should get that picture. That's one side of the battle. The other side is Marxism. This is what they do. They say everything is relative. Truth is a variable. There's no one truth. Everybody has their own truth, right? Mm-hmm. And God isn't real. Heck no. We can't see, taste, or test God scientifically, so he can't exist. That's what they believe. They believe that riots, fires, and looting are good if it supports their cause. They believe in control through surveillance, high taxes, and government mandates. They believe in tearing down society through social justice, criminal appeasement, death by any means, especially abortion. They have an eternal campaign of assaulting traditional institutions of family, gender, marriage, and morality, and to hell with your freedom and happiness.
Yeah.
Just like Schwarzenegger said, which I was so surprised he said that, coming from where he came from, Austria, who was run over by Hitler. He, you know, during COVID, he came out and said, to hell with your freedom. I couldn't believe that, but apparently he's on the other side of the fence. Therefore, they're going to kill our energy industry and inflate the money supply to cause inflation. That's what they've been doing. They're going to bribe politicians and judges to advance their agenda. Those stories have been coming out in the news. They're going to dumb down education because the last thing they want is people who can think.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to use the media to instill fear by spreading lies about Russia dossiers and killer pandemics and systemic racism and killer cops and global warming. Just fear, fear, fear. That's what they're going to do. They're going to collude with big social media to suppress conservative ideas.
Is this something they're going to do, or are these things that they've already done? Because it sounds to me like you're reading a history book of, you know.
It actually kind of is a history
a Genesis,
book, isn't it?
Right. Episode.
Right. They've been suppressing Hunter's laptop. They've been suppressing Democrat crimes. And they use them to interfere with elections. And they use it to shape public opinion.
You are such a negative
Nancy.
It
just goes
today.
On and on, right?
I swear.
They're going to attack and jail our political opponents to maintain power in an evil agenda, which
is come on.
To kill, steal, and destroy.
They're never going to use the government to come against people like that.
Yes, they will. The government is the problem. That's what Reagan said. And okay. While we're doing that, they're going to redefine all the words and tell you that they're the good guys and that the other side, our side, is the bad guys. They're going to hate America and they're going to hate Jesus and they're going to hate their own stupid lives. So they think we should all be miserable as they are. And that's what they're trying to do.
Don't they circle back around and eat their own tail and then swallow themselves whole?
I think that does happen a lot, yes.
That would be wonderful. I think that is what a snake does.
That's what can happen.
So that's just what they're doing.
That's just what they're doing. It's just a picture of how divided the two sides are. And I'm sorry, we're not going to bring the sides together by appeasing them.
No.
They have to be defeated in elections. They have to be held accountable for their crimes and thrown in jail. They have to follow the rule of law.
Yes. So let's just think about it. We're supposed to be these Bible boys. Okay. We're trying to encourage people to, you know, fight the good fight of faith, hang in there.
In spite of all that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in spite of all of that. Oh, God. Today's powwow with the boys was tough on me, I tell you what. Because I was asking this question, what's the doggone point for crying out loud? There's no one going to jail. There's no, there's no back order on jumpsuits, but there's plenty of people in line. And we said the other day, don't hold your breath, right? But those kind of things have to happen.
Yeah.
If there's ever going to be a rebalancing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And at some point, I even asked you at the group, I says, so you stick your finger in the crack of the dam to hold the water back. That's what we're doing. Stop it. Expose it. Oh, come on. we gotta hold these people to account. And at some point, you know, it's either fruitful. I mean, it's not happening. It's just not happening. The dam's going to break.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah, it just might break. Yep.
Well, it kind of broke in Noah's day. God said, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. We're going to do over. Isn't that like that Ollie Ollie oxen free? I can't find you. So Ollie Ollie oxen free means you can all come in and we'll play kick the can one more time. Oh. But I can't find you. Right?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
And so God called an audible and said, hey, Noah, it's not working out, pal. I'm taking you and your family, and I'm doing a deep rinse. And we're going to wash it out, and we're going to start over. You ask yourself, okay, here we are with our finger in the dike, trying to hold back all the bad, right? And mm-hmm. we're trying to expose all the corruption. And we're complaining about the government's doing just they're just not doing this Iranian thing right.
Yeah.
And you go, maybe, I'm throwing this out, maybe this cluster mess that we find ourselves in is all by design. And I'm not talking about Democrat design.
Whose design?
God's design.
God's design.
Maybe this is God's way of saying, boy, I've given you guys an awful lot of warnings. I tried to get your attention during, what, Mark? COVID. Mm-hmm. You didn't listen to me. Mm-hmm. I tried to get your attention back in the 60s and 70s when everybody was complaining of, you know, about assassinations and, you know, the Kennedys and the Martin Luther King. I tried to get your attention. And then you went too far with the doggone thing. And yeah. then you resurrected it. And then you picked the scab and caused racial animosity and hatred all over again right. by demanding reparations. And Jesse Smollett, we appreciate you for your, you know, contribution, but you really messed it up, you faker.
Bigger.
You know,
yeah.
and, but I was trying to help you guys, and you never saw the signs. Yeah. I brought COVID so that you would slow down, stop, and maybe stumble over the obvious things that the people on your television are lying to you.
Yes.
I gave you plenty of time to sit down and think about it. And what did you do? Some of you fought back. You quit wearing the mask. You did this, you did that. But you're still as dumb as a brick. You have no more discernment than you did the day before COVID came.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm just saying maybe.
Some have woken up, but yeah.
Yeah.
In general.
And so here we are again going, God says, well, maybe I will give you some political challenges. I'm gonna let Joe win the election. Tell me God isn't a miracle worker. Joe didn't have 81 people any more than I had 10.
Right.
As Facebook friends. Right? I mean, come on. But yet it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, we're sitting here complaining, going, God, where are you? Where are you? I think God's going, are you kidding me? I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
I have never left.
Well, you know, when Jesus said, you know, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, right after that, he said, these things must happen. They must happen.
For what purpose?
See, so that you won't be afraid?
No.
See to it that you're not frightened, for those things must take place.
These things usher in the rapture, the tribulation, pre, mid, post, I mean, all this mumbo jumbo,
yes.
to where Jesus comes back in the second calling, and we're going to talk about that in about two or three shows, where we talk about, soon I'm coming, right? Remember that? That was 2,000 yes. years ago. We told everybody, when's soon coming? Soon. And we want to know, well, when is soon?
Yeah.
Okay, well, for dead people, it was yesterday. Okay, for people that are dying, it's like right now.
It's close. Yep.
Yeah. And for people that have a risky job that has a high
probability
of you could get hurt, it's pretty much right now. I think it refers to, I'm giving the game away, but I think it refers to, you know, soon means whenever you're ready, but if you're not ready soon enough, it'll be too late.
Yeah.
The gates will be closed. The ark will be closed. Mm-hmm. It'll be sealed from the outside.
Can't get in.
I hope you know how to swim. And so I think that all of this stuff leads up, right? The wars and rumors of wars is leading up to, and you know I'm not an end of days guy, but I think it's leading up to, these are all signs.
Yeah.
And we're still arguing about, why did Joe do that? And why does the army do this? And why don't we have any... Why didn't anything working right? Why does everything seem to be broken? I think we're asking good questions, but I think they're the wrong questions.
Hmm.
I think they're good questions for the general population, right? I mean, that's what you would ask. You know, what do we have to do to win this next election?
So a better question might be, how does that relate to me, right?
Well, that would also be an, yeah, that'd be intra.
What does, you know, what does the monkey business going on in the government, what does that have to do with me?
Okay, what do you think that has to do with you?
I think it just has to come back to the things that you can control, which is the stuff in your life and your family and your neighborhood.
So you're all about
your community,
local and personal.
Yes.
So circle the wagons,
mm-hmm,
and minister
right
to those within your sphere of influence
right
that are within your wagon. And maybe yep stretch out on any given day and do a podcast from a studio that no one can find you in.
Yes.
Okay, this, I'm good
sure
with that. I'm
sure
good with that.
Yep. And as you see the cloud, the storm gathering on the shore, and you know what's coming ashore, you're going to get ready. I mean,
yes,
here it comes. I mean, there's all kinds of trials. They're talking about cyber attacks now. The WEF is talking about mm-hmm that. Now Chris Ray is saying there's going to be a cyber attack.
Global warming. Cold warning.
Regulations that they're dealing with in Europe. By the way, there's some good news coming out of that. I haven't seen it on regular media, but man, the farmers are dumping truckloads of manure in front of the doors where these politicians work.
Oh, really?
They are, and they are protesting big time.
Where's
right
that?
Now in right now in Davos and in
somewhere in Canada, aren't they parked in the middle of the road? They had another farmer trucker van.
They might have had another one up there too, but the globalists are basically kind of backing down. They're saying they're going to delay their new green regulations now, but they're not leaving. The farmers are there. There's like 10,000 trucks around.
Yeah, I think that's the place.
Brussels.
Yeah, that's, there you go.
Right. Around
they're,
Brussels,
they're
which is
protesting
kind of
that if you mess with the farmers, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
There won't be anything to eat.
Yeah.
You want to take nutrients away, we're going to be in trouble. Fertilizers
yeah
away, we're going to be in trouble. Yeah,
yes.
So I think there's a lot of people waking up across the land.
Yeah.
Globally, across the land. So if you're one of these that goes, man, I'm just tired. Okay. I can't handle another negative thought.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one, not a negative thought. God's in charge.
Yeah, there
okay
you go.
I'm just going to say that. If you don't believe that, then you must not be saved. Okay, I'm just going to say that, and I can tell you how to fix that.
Yeah.
Just accept that everything's going on around you, everything in your life, everything. Your daughters, your sons, your crazy grandchildren, your crazy sister-in-law, everything that's jacked up in your life is life.
Yep.
Okay. Hello. And you don't have any control over it, right? And you can't tell me how many hairs are left on your head unless you're bald. And you can't answer any of the questions about the chameleon. How does it change like that? How can it adapt to its environment and completely change color and structure? Tell me.
Yeah.
Can you answer? No, you can't.
Yeah.
So that means, and can you explain the evolution? Can you explain the stars, the planetary system? Can you explain diddly squat on a global massive scale?
Yeah.
Right? No. And neither can I. And so we go, wow, what does God?
Mm-hmm.
God explains that because there's books that are written and Bible that is written, and not just one religion, not one crazy, wacky, you know, South Arkansas religion, right? This is the Bible. It was written over a long time ago, a long way away from here, and it's lasted for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And read by really smart people, really dumb people, scholars, you know, church leaders, theologians. I mean, it, you know, and
this,
so there's
this got, wasn't they, an invention by a couple of dueling banjos in the Ozarks.
No, it wasn't. It was, it's this thing has, and they found things like you said a couple weeks ago. Prophecy has shown that some places, many places do exist, that prophecies actually have come
true. Yeah,
true.
Right.
And we have the shroud.
Mm-hmm.
We have these things,
mm-hmm,
and so it's not just a bunch of hoo-ha,
mm-hmm,
right? And so if you can, the Bible says, Jesus says, if you can believe in me, just if you can't believe in me, just believe in the works that I do.
There you go, yeah.
Just the works that I do.
See what
I
mean?
And
I've
you
done
go, well, I've never seen anybody get up from the grave or healed from the dead. Have you seen the trees? Have you seen the mountains? Have you seen anything? that's unbelievable and gorgeous. Have you seen somebody's life that was so jacked up, and then one day you came back and found out, whoa, what happened to you?
Yeah.
You're a nice person now.
Yeah.
That is a born-again event. You've seen it.
Yeah.
So if you can see that and relate to that, then just go, that's who's in charge.
That's not right. Me.
That's who's in charge. And I need to figure out, okay, so if that's what's in charge, I don't know my role. But the Bible says, Mark 16:15, I'm supposed to share the good news, encourage people, find those that are broken and down at trodden, and just try to give them a little love and a little comfort and a little peace and let them know that it's all good. And that's what I just did.
Yeah.
And that's what you can do. This isn't rocket science. We don't have to understand it. We just have to engage in it.
Amen.
I'm going to take an offering. Somebody pass the plate.
Seeking understanding sometimes is a block. It's a wall to get you over that wall of faith.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to let go of wanting to understand some things and just step out in faith and believe.
That's it.
And honestly, the good Lord loves that kind of faith. That's the faith of a child.
Well, and that, I think, is, that is the faith of a child. It's the faith of a mustard seed. Just start. Just get planted. Mm-hmm. Let it grow. It'll be bigger than you think. You know,
slowly.
Look at an acorn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big, turns into big old walnut trees. They're huge, right? Massive. Oak trees.
Or acorn trees.
Acorn, is that what I said?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Anyway, everybody get my point.
Yeah, just like it was your point that all these trees come to life every spring. Hey, look at that.
They're born again.
Every
cycle. So at the end of the day, we're just trying to tell you to keep the faith. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of things we can talk about that are all jacked up. We've listed them all.
Right.
This year in particular,
right.
All these wars and all these things. But it's really like Mark said, it's the people in your family that you need to worry about. And I'm not saying build a bunker for them. Love them. Yeah. Answer their questions. The kids that hear these stories or come back totally confused. Teacher says I'm a transy.
Oh, my God.
Huh? What, Bobby? No, you're not.
Sit him down before that happens, would you?
Let me show you what I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah.
Here's your parts, here's my parts, okay? here's your sister, okay? We're going to have an adult conversation. I'd rather you see it in the mirror than in a book. Because I will straighten your string out in a hurry.
No.
You don't want to do that either.
No.
I don't want to do that either, but I mean, that's what's happening to school.
All you have to do is set them down beforehand and explain how God loves them, how God created them for who they are, that God didn't make mistakes. He did not put a little girl inside of a boy's body. No, he did not.
That's true.
Those are deceptions coming from the enemy and from the world, and you got to teach your kids the difference between the enemy and the world.
That's right.
And that's how you preempt some of this stuff, because they're gonna be confronted with it, no doubt. And you have to teach your kids how to stand up and say, no, you're wrong.
But you know what, if that sounds like a lot for you to do, for somebody to do, let's make this even easier. Just know your kids are going to be saturated with all kinds of crazy ideas,
right?
And the only thing you need to do is tell them that there's hope and there's God. And there's peace in knowing that.
Yes.
Now that means the only thing you have to do is be a good example of that. You've got to be hopeful in your home.
Yeah.
You've got to be the positive attitude in your home. You have to be the shining example on a hill in your home. It's all you, baby. Michael Jackson. Look at the man. Look at the woman in the mirror. Right? Start there. If everything else is too big, you don't know which school board to go and get involved with. Just start at home.
Yep. Good idea. Yep.
All right. Hey, take a deep breath. Keep the faith. Get in the word. Stay in your house. Hide under the bed. No. Just kidding.
No, we don't.
And remember, we are one day closer. We all have a job to do.
Until we don't.
There'll be no war. And there'll be no change. When Jesus comes, let today be the day. He'll come for the weak, his name.